Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Country's exports grow 5.5% to hit record nearly $821 billion in last fiscal. U.S. imposes 245% retaliatory tariffs on China as trade war escalates. Enforcement Directorate questions Robert Vadra for second consecutive day in Haryana land deal case. Two Maoists killed in encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh's Bastar region. And in IPL T20 cricket, Delhi Capitals to take on Rajasthan Royals in New Delhi this evening. India's total exports of goods and services registered a growth of 5.5%, reaching a record $820.93 billion during April to March 2024-25, compared to $778.13 billion in the previous fiscal year, despite the uncertainties in the global market. According to data compiled by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, the country's total exports during the reported period is estimated at $820.93 billion, while total imports is estimated at $915.19 billion. As per the data, India's trade deficit expanded to $21.54 billion in March this year. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration has announced sweeping new retaliatory tariffs of up to 245% on imports of Chinese goods, sharply escalating the trade conflict between the two countries. The decision, detailed in a fact sheet released by the White House last night, comes in response to Beijing's recent export restrictions and retaliatory tariffs. The White House, in a statement, emphasized that the move is a part of President Trump's ongoing America First trade policy. It said the new measures were justified under national security grounds. The administration accused China of deliberately restricting vital high-tech materials, including gallium, germanium and antimony, elements critical for military, aerospace and semiconductor industries. More recently, China suspended exports of six heavy rare earth metals and rare earth magnets, tightening the grip on components essential to global supply chains. The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lin Qian has responded to the White House's claim that China now faces tariffs of up to 245% on imports to the United States. Speaking at a press briefing, Lin asked the U.S. side for the specific tax rate figures. He reiterated China's position, stating the tariff war was initiated by the United States. Lin stressed that Beijing's retaliatory actions are completely reasonable and legal, aimed at safeguarding the country's rights and upholding fairness in international trade. The spokesperson said if the U.S. really wants to resolve the issue through dialogue and negotiation, it should stop exerting extreme pressure, stop threatening and blackmailing, and talk to China on the basis of equality, respect and mutual benefit. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, is questioning Robert Vadra, the husband of senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, for the second consecutive day today in connection with a money laundering probe linked to a land deal in Haryana. He is being questioned at the ED office in New Delhi. The case is related to purchase of a land in Gurugram by Mr. Vadra's company. Earlier, Mr. Vadra was also questioned yesterday by the agency. The BJP today accused the Congress of trying to intimidate the Enforcement Directorate, ED, following charge sheet against its senior leaders Rahul Gandhi and Sonia Gandhi in the National Herald case. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad said the ED's action in the National Herald case is a standard legal procedure in which the Congress is trying to create hindrance through its protests today. He accused the party of being corrupt and said it bribed officials during its rule to write off massive loans it owed in this matter. He added that the party has also acquired land illegally under the guise of the Young India Organization.
क्या हजारों करोड़ की संपत्ति पर अगर आपने गलत तरीके से षड्यंत्र करके कब्जा कर लिया तो क्या इस पर चुप रहना चाहिए? यही तो बड़े सवाल है. देयर इज अ ग्लेयरिंग केस वेयर थाउजेंड्स ऑफ करोड़ ऑफ पब्लिक प्रॉपर्टी सिचुएटेड एट प्राइम लोकेशंस इन डिफरेंट पार्ट्स ऑफ द कंट्री हैव बीन मिसअप्रोप्रिएटेड बाय कॉन्स्पिरेसी वेयर द बेनिफिशियरी इज यू एंड योर सन बीइंग 76% ओनर ऑफ द AJL. तो ये धरना वेंडेटा नरेंद्र मोदी जी की सरकार है. कानून को अपना काम करने देगी और कानून काम करेगा.
Meanwhile, the Congress is holding nationwide protests over the charge sheet against its senior leaders. The party has termed the ED's action as vendetta politics. The Select Committee of the Lok Sabha on the new Income Tax Bill 2025 is holding a meeting at the Parliament House in New Delhi. The 31-member panel is headed by BJP MP Bijayant Panda. The committee will submit its report on the first day of the monsoon session of Parliament. The Income Tax Bill 2025 aims at consolidating and amending the law relating to income tax. It was introduced in the Lok Sabha during the first half of the budget session of Parliament this month. Later, the draft law was referred to the Select Committee of the House. The Election Commission has started preparation for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections, with the poll body conducting a training program for booth-level agents, BLAs, from the state today. Around 280 BLAs from 10 different political parties of Bihar are attending a two-day training program in New Delhi. Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi, addressed the BLAs during the program. The Commission stressed the importance of the involvement of BLAs in the election processes and asserted that the training program will help them fulfill their responsibilities. The National Commission for Women, NCW, has formed an inquiry committee to investigate the violence in West Bengal's Murshidabad. The four-member committee, led by NCW Chairperson Vijaya Rahatkar, will visit violence-affected areas in Murshidabad to interact with local victims, their families, and meet with the district magistrate and superintendent of police. The committee will also visit the Malda district to meet the affected women and families displaced by the violence in Murshidabad. It will investigate the circumstances that led to the incident and evaluate the response and measures taken by the concerned authorities. The commission has taken serious cognizance of reports of several women enduring molestation during communal unrest in the Mundirpara area in Murshidabad district. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Two Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh's Bastar region. The two Maoists were carrying a collective bounty of 13 lakh rupees. Inspector General of Police of Bastar Range, Sundar Raj P, said the gunfire took place last evening in a forest of Kilam Bargum villages along the border of Kondagaon and Narayanpur districts when a team of District Reserve Guard was out on an anti-Naxalite operation.
जिला कोंडागांव नारायणपुरी बस्तर के सीमावर्ती कीलम बुर्गम जंगल क्षेत्र में प्रतिबंधित एवं गैरकानूनी सीपी महोदय संगठन के पूर्वी बस्तर डिवीजन कमेटी कैडर्स की उपस्थिति की आज सुरक्षा के आधार पर DRG कोंडागांव टीम सर्च अभियान के लिए रवाना हुई थी. अभियान के दौरान अनेक बार महोदय एवं सुरक्षा बल के बीच में मुठभेड़ हुई. मुठभेड़ के उपरांत इलाके के सर्चिंग में दो माओवादियों का डेड बॉडी रिकवर की गई थी. दोनों माओवादियों का शिनाख्ती डिवीजन कमेटी मेंबर हल्दर एवं एरिया कमेटी मेंबर रामे के रूप में हुआ. हल्दर के ऊपर 8 लाख इनाम एवं रामे के ऊपर 5 लाख पूर्व से घोषित है. मुठभेड़ स्थल से एक AK-47 एवं अन्य आर्म्स एमिनिशन भी बरामद किए गए थे.
द सर्च ऑपरेशन इज अंडरवे इन द एरिया. The Madhya Pradesh government has clarified that the Ladli Behna Yojana will not be stopped. The state government has now also set a time limit for the amount to be given every month under this scheme. The state's urban development and housing minister Kailash Vijayvargiya said now this amount will be released in the accounts of the beneficiaries of the Ladli Behna Yojana between the 10th to the 15th of every month. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav has also clarified that the government will not stop any public welfare scheme.
1250 की राशि डालते हुए हमने जो कमिटमेंट किया है कि बहनों की जिंदगी में लाडली बहनों की राशि लगातार डालते रहेंगे और एक तरह से हर महीने रक्षाबंधन मनाएंगे। मैं आज आपके सामने इस बात को पुनः दोहराना चाहूंगा कि बहनों की बेहतरी के लिए हमने बहुत सारे प्रकार से योजना बनाई है। गरीब महिला युवा किसान और बहनों के लिए जिस प्रकार से सरकार काम कर रही ये हम उनके लिए न केवल अपनी प्रतिबद्धता दिखा रहे हैं बल्कि बहनों की जिंदगी में बेहतर से बेहतर करने के लिए प्रयास कर रहे हैं।
The Chief Minister will release the installment of 1,552 crore rupees today for the month of April in the accounts of 1 crore 27 lakh Ladli Behna Yojana beneficiaries of the state. Under the scheme, every beneficiary is given 1,250 rupees every month. Government e-marketplace GEM, India's largest e-marketplace for public procurement, has facilitated insurance of more than 1,30,000 crore individuals, covering health, life and personal accident insurance policies in financial year 2024-25. In a statement, the Ministry of Commerce and Industry said GEM has also hired 10 lakh manpower resources in the same financial year. Speaking about the achievement, GEM CEO Ajay Bhalu said, "The marketplace remains committed to continuously enhancing its platform to provide seamless, secure and cost-effective procurement solutions." Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today commemorated the 172nd anniversary of India's first train journey, recalling the historic moment when the inaugural train departed from Boribandar to Thane in Maharashtra on the 16th of April in 1853. In a social media post, the minister described it as a landmark day in the nation's history, marking the birth of Indian Railways. He said the day was declared a public holiday to celebrate the occasion. India and other G4 nations, including Brazil, Germany and Japan, have opposed proposals to allocate seats based on religion in a reformed UN Security Council. India's permanent representative to the United Nations, Parvathaneni Harish, said proposals to introduce new parameters in reforming the council, such as religious affiliation, run counter to established UN practice. He was speaking at a meeting of intergovernmental negotiations at UN headquarters in New York on council reforms on behalf of the G4 yesterday. India's UN envoy stressed that regional representation, not religion, is the established basis for council membership. Indira Gandhi International Airport in Delhi has been ranked 9th among the world's busiest airports in 2024, handling 77.8 million passengers. This marks a 7.8% increase from 2023 and a 13.6% rise compared to 2019, indicating a strong growth. Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport in the U.S. claimed the top spot on the Airports Council International World List, having served over 108 million passengers last year, followed by Dubai and Dallas-Fort Worth airports. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued red alert and predicted heat wave over Rajasthan and Gujarat during the next 2 days. The weather agency said in the national capital the temperature will also gradually rise. Talking to Akashwani News, senior scientist R.K. Jainamani said Jammu and Kashmir is expected to witness heavy rainfall from the 18th of April onwards. He added that similar conditions are expected over Odisha, West Bengal and Jharkhand.
Heat wave, too severe heat wave which prevailing over Rajasthan, and we have a red color warning. And if we see the actual temperature, the highest is Barmer 45.5 degrees. And similarly, other city like Jaisalmer, Phalodi and Ganganagar, Bikaner, Jodhpur, all are 42 to 44.4 degrees centigrade. They are under the severe heat wave zone. And we have given red color warning for heat wave likely to continue for next 3 days.
In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will face Rajasthan Royals in New Delhi this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Country's exports grow 5.5% to hit record nearly $821 billion in the last fiscal. U.S. imposes 245% retaliatory tariffs on China as trade war escalates. Enforcement Directorate questions Robert Vadra for second consecutive day in Haryana land deal case. Two Maoists killed in encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh's Bastar region. And in IPL T20 cricket, Delhi Capitals to take on Rajasthan Royals in New Delhi this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.